855-839-1210. Let me take some of your calls really quick. Let's get to Steve in Mays Landing in Jersey. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Dawn. I really enjoy your show. I'm down near Atlantic City. But two things. Actually, I'm a customer of Amos Miller, and recently, we just joined last year, and my wife and I went up and made a little mini vacation and visited the farm and met Amos Miller and got to look at the operation, and we're extremely impressed. So we signed up and bought a bunch of food back with us. But at the time, he had been sued or I don't know what you want to call it, but by the federal government, and they shut him down, and he has that lawyer that you mentioned, and they fought it, and the federal government settled with him and allowed him to reopen. So he was just in the process of reopening this year, and then the Pennsylvania state came in.
How about
and
that?
Did what they did. Yeah.
I'm just saying, it just feels like this persecution of somebody who they want to get rid of. What? So they want to get rid of raw milk. They want to get rid of the, obviously he's a popular farmer. I have family and friends who also go there. And so now I have to take my kids this summer. But what's your theory here? What do you think's going on?
Well, I'm also a member of the John Birch Society, and I'm a chapter leader actually down here in Atlantic County. And they've had their investigative journalists are really good, and they vet their information, they provide their sources, but they exposed a lot of this even back as far as 2012. Their New American Magazine issue, the cover story was raw milk mandates, and they got mm-hmm. into what the government is trying to do. It's all, like Dave said, part of this UN Agenda 2021 originally, and then 2030. But it's basically even what's going on now. They have articles where they're saying, and I just saw one on the Gateway Pundit even, about they're buying up land mm-hmm. not to use it for productive purposes, but to not use it so they can get the carbon credits. And so that's all part of this Green New Deal. They're basically the UN and the globalists, the World Economic Forum. They're trying to use all of this stuff to basically control us and control our food and our access to food. And Amos Miller, I mean, you know, a lot of his food is so healthy because he will not use the kinds of injections and drugs and whatever into his land that the cattle feed on or into the cattle themselves and so on. So that's what makes it so dangerous. So, no, he's a rebel with a cause, I guess.
Well, good for him. I mean, now I just have to take up the cause for Farmer Amos. I was just stunned that we, with everything, you know, all the crime, and not just in Philadelphia, you know, the suburbs are under attack. I talked to suburban cops. They're very concerned about these different groups that have they've come across the border from other countries, not Mexico, but some of them are dangerous criminals, but now they're in these burglary groups, this and that. And I looked at that and I said, why in the world are they raiding a farmer's, you know, this whole complex and trying to shut them down? So now we're getting to the bottom of things. But I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much.